I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As the international community talks about how to secure peace in Sri Lanka, violence is increasing. Speaking from Sri Lanka, back to the Bible's James Kenaganayagam says, peace talks aren't going well, a food shortage exists in the north, and now violence against churches.
There have been mobs that have gone and opposed churches at a meeting on Sunday mornings. They have verbally abused them, they threatened them. In one case, actually, they came back after the church service finished and they broke the building down.
Despite this, the church is growing and more leaders are needed. $600 can support a Bible college student for a year. Next, Partners International Mike Densmore says a strategic partnership poises the gospel at the gateway of Aceh, Indonesia. They've helped construct and develop the Dari Christian Fellowship's radio ministry. Densmore says the radio station provides key support.
Without constant encouragement, without some sort of pastoral care, the health of the church would really be devastated because of the Muslim majority around them. And that's one of the functions that the radio can fulfill, is that it is able to provide ongoing encouragement and teaching to build up the church in those regions.
And we end today's broadcast in Ecuador, where HCJB World Radio is celebrating the dedication of the new Roberts Building. Three of four floors are already in use, with the fourth to become part of the Evangelistic Missionary Training Center. Formerly the Missionary Church Dorm, it was renamed after Dr. Paul Roberts, founder of HCJB World Radio's medical ministries 57 years ago. It was Roberts' vision that launched HCJB World Radio's healthcare division. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a copy of the book, The Jungle Pilot for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call 1-800-995-4828. It's the gripping story of the life and witness of Nate Saint, martyred missionary pilot to Ecuador. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.